Johnny Flynn is a descendant of Shakespeare and Bob Dylan. His command of words shows he has the ear of a poet and the mind of a storyteller. The 25-year-old South African-born Brit is making his American debut with the album A Larum. Here's a bit of the song The Rote and the Rent.
I'll soon forget what was never there. Your words are ash and dust. All that's left is a song I've sung, the breath I've taken and the one I must. If you're born with a love for the rote and the writ, people of letters, your warning stands clear. Pay heed to your heart and not to your wit. Don't say in a letter what you can't in my ear.
Johnny Flynn joins me now from London. Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Fine, thanks. So where does the title of the album come from? And then there's a space, Larum.
Well, apparently it's a word that was the origin for the word alarm. And I probably first saw it used in Shakespeare texts as a stage direction. It sometimes says alarum off, meaning there's some kind of ruckus or noise going on off stage. So I quite like the idea that the noise happening off stage was this album.
Until fairly recently, you were acting on the stage more than playing music and writing music. You toured with an all-male Shakespearean theatre troupe called Propeller. Was there any sonnet or any play that really found its way into sort of the consciousness behind your own writing?
Yeah, definitely. I've been particularly affected by characters in Shakespeare's plays that have held the kind of true voice of the play or even of the author. You feel maybe like Feste in Twelfth Night or even Hamlet. There's always those kind of luminary figures that that seem to speak the truth, and the whole play seems to be around them in a way.
Fell far from grace, so far I couldn't see, you know, underground I wasn't that far from the tree. We're all digging if you want to know, fixing digging far too slow.
I guess I started writing poetry and stuff and then decided to try and set it to music. And I wanted the lyrical aspect to be in the tradition of lyrical verse, but then to be about ever-contemporary issues.
You have a song on this CD called Hong Kong Cemetery, and I think that alludes to your grandfather and sort of the larger rambling of your family.
Yeah. That was written when we were on tour with the play, actually. We went to Hong Kong, and although I'd never met him, my grandfather, because he died in 1952, I visited his grave, which is in Hong Kong Cemetery, which is this incredible place that goes up the mountain.
There are 10,000 graves in Hong Kong Protestant Cemetery. Every one of them says, born and died, and the rest might be history. Walking there I'd cry, for my love's there to lie. I never knew the shade to be so refreshing.
The songs are kind of musing on what it was like for my father at the time of his death and the sort of generational divide and skipping generations.
I am the bus driver, give me some grace. You never see me and you don't know my face.
Johnny Flynn, you're obviously drawn to writing and the itinerant life. Would you tell me the story behind this song, Shore to Shore?
Yeah, well, it was a tragic accident that I read about in the newspaper and kind of kept, you know, did that thing of cutting out the clipping. This girl called Blessing was hit by a number 12 bus. It's the same bus route that I used to get when I lived in South London. And her father happened to be the bus driver of a number 12 bus several back behind the actual bus that killed his daughter. And he heard about it on the tannoy over the buses and sent his other daughter down to see if all her siblings were okay, because it was near the school where they all went. And of course she went and found out that it was her sister.
I've been waiting an hour and the bus hasn't come. I've been cursing my God for the lack of a son. I've been ruined by destiny, lowered by fate. And the upshot of this is I'm going to be late, to be late, to be late.
It was quite a shocking story to read about, and I was trying to kind of place it within, or work out how we're supposed to place tragedy like that in our heads and in our sense of how the world works and in terms of our faith and compassion and stuff like that.
I like this image of clipping something from the paper as opposed to reading it online. Do you keep a diary, or do you find that your lyrics and your thoughts go into your songwriting?
I keep a notebook. It's full of observations and things. Recording things, usually in verse.
Would you happen to have your journal with you, by any chance?
Yeah.
Would you mind sharing something from it with us?
Okay. I'll just read you, this is just what I wrote on the bus on the way here. Reams of stories reeled me in, cocked my ear and hooked my chin. A Friday dinner, a fish-struck sinner, pull me down, Lord, put me in. Give me faith and give me love, a feigning from the clouds above, the sea below lends string to bow, if I can't jump, just push and shove. And I'll be in, a happy one, a lucky, running, changing sun, a lost and found, the newest sound, bullet from a golden gun. Here I lie, a dying in bed, it's time for me and death to wed, I'll taste the loam, I'm to the loam, and with a breath my body's dead.
Excuse me, you wrote that on the bus, on the way to this interview?
Yeah.
Well, you just might have a career ahead of you.
All right,
that's absolutely beautiful. It reminds me, I see poets wandering the Lake District and writing down, you know, like Coleridge and Wordsworth used to do, and it's just lovely.
Thank you.
Let's listen to another song.
Okay.
This one's called The Box, the song of a vagrant.
Rob lived in a box by the rails. Only thing he knew is you don't fail when you live in a box by the rails. Don't comb your hair, don't comb your tail.
I read that this was inspired by Henry David Thoreau's Walden.
Yeah, in a sense, yeah. You know, the idea that we are, you know, so sort of perfectly contained within ourselves, and then yet somehow our thoughts and energies kind of extend to all we possess and think we possess. And Thoreau was, you know, saying that somewhere along the line we'd gone horribly wrong in collecting all this stuff. And, you know, and he went and lived as a hermit and carried out these sort of thought experiments. And it was really that whole thing set to a story, basically, in a song.
You're coming to the U.S. for your first tour this fall, and we looked up your schedule. You'll be stopping near Thoreau's old stomping grounds near Concord in Massachusetts. Are you going to pay a visit?
Well, yeah, I didn't know that we were coming here, so maybe I will. That'd be nice.
Johnny Flynn's new album is called A Larum. It's been wonderful talking with you. Good luck on this tour, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Sweep my mess away, leave my body